Okay, so are you ready to jump into this? I've got all this tea on Drake and I can't wait to spill
Oh,
it.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Hit me.
So we're going deep on Drake today, like really deep. We're talking about Joe Budden's theory that Drake is over, washed up, done. Is he right? Is this the end of an era for Drake?
Interesting. Interesting. So where do we start?
Well, it all kind of blew up, right, with that whole lawsuit
The
thing.
UMG lawsuit.
Yeah, that one. Drake is suing his label, claiming he's doing it for all artists, the freedom fighters, and all that. But it seems kind of sus, doesn't it?
Well, it's complicated. I mean, usually labels pour tons of money into their artist, right?
Yeah.
From production to marketing, they're bankrolling the whole thing.
So they have a point.
Exactly. They're taking a risk, so they want a return on their investment.
But isn't Drake a like huge money maker? He's one of the biggest names in music.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why this is so juicy. Drake's basically saying, I'm big enough to play by my own rules now.
So he's biting the hand that fed him.
Kind of, yeah. At least that's what Joe Budden is saying. He thinks Drake is being a sore loser. But it's interesting, right? Because this whole thing is happening when the music scene is shifting anyway.
You mean like with Kendrick blowing up?
Yeah. Kendrick and a bunch of other new artists. The market is getting saturated.
So there's like more competition now.
Exactly. And the labels have more options. They can be picky. And they might be more interested in these up-and-coming stars than the established giants.
So is that why Drake is freaking out? Does he see the writing on the wall? I mean, even his fans are saying his new music doesn't hit the same.
Right. Budden was saying that back in the day, Drake had that fire, that hunger. He was making music about real struggle.
Because he was living it. He was still coming up.
Precisely. And now, well, he's got the mansions, the cars, the fame. Maybe that edge is gone.
But come on, some people are saying his new music is just different, more mature.
True. Some critics argue that it reflects his personal growth. Like, the guy's a dad now. His new album talks about fatherhood, legacy, things a younger Drake wouldn't have touched.
I guess so, but yeah, sometimes fans just get stuck on that nostalgia. They want that old Drake back.
Absolutely. And this brings up that big question, does success kill creativity? Does the struggle make the art more authentic? I mean, it's a fascinating debate.
It makes you wonder if all this luxury has softened him up a bit. Like back in the day, he was hungry. Now he's hanging out with Rihanna and partying on yachts. It's a different vibe.
It definitely is. And that brings us to the emotional side of all this. Do you think Drake is panicking a little? Is he afraid of being irrelevant?
I mean, wouldn't you be? The streaming numbers are dropping, the new kids are taking over.
And think about the ego. He's been on top for so long. It's got to be hard to admit that maybe, just maybe, your moment is fading.
So is he lashing out? Is that lawsuit his way of trying to hold on, to prove he's still in control?
It's possible. And that's what makes this whole situation so intriguing. It raises questions about legacy. Will people remember Drake for this desperate grab at power or for the music that made him a legend?
It's a really interesting question. So, what do you think? Is this the end of Drake?
It's hard to say. I mean, the music industry is constantly changing, and even the biggest stars have to adapt.
So it's like a turning point. He could either evolve and fade away.
Exactly. It'll be fascinating to see what he does next. This could be the making or breaking of Drake.
Wow. Well, there you have it, folks. The Drake drama is far from over. So we want to hear from you. Is Drake washed up? Or does he have another chapter left in him? Hit us up on social media and let us know what you think. And while you're at it, tell us what other deep dives you want to hear. Until next time, stay curious.